I find this to be a wonderful gospel story that we just heard. And as preparing to preach this morning, I was thinking that, well, there's two themes that sort of jumped out at me when I was preparing for this homily. One, the spiritual development of these two souls and spiritual direction that Jesus was giving them. And the other is the Mass that we all come to every week to receive Eucharist. Now I'm going to start with the spiritual development of these two disciples. I'm just going to go through the gospel again and bring out some points to you. So that very day, the first day of the week, two of the disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And when it happened, they were conversing and debating. Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes prevented them from recognizing him. Now Jesus engaged these disciples. And that's what you do in spiritual direction. You engage the person that you're directing. But he presented himself as just another traveler along the way, along the road. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped and they looked downcast because they understood that Jesus had been crucified. They thought that was over with, that he was not the one that was coming into the world to redeem Israel. Then it said, one of them, Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only one in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place these days?" Again, Jesus challenges them. He says, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who is a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over and sentenced him to death, and they crucified him." Now this is what a spiritual director does. A director does not tell the directee what to think, but probes the directee's understandings and what's in their hearts. A spiritual director only walks with the directee on their journey, not his journey. The director is there for the directee, but not to tell them what to do or think. Then it says, "But we were hoping that he would redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place." So it's after the resurrection. They know Jesus has been killed, but they lost their hope in Jesus at that point. Then it says, "Some of the women in our group, however, has astounded us when they were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that indeed a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see." Now this is important. The disciples understood Jesus. They understood his mission. They understood what he did, but they didn't get it yet. They didn't quite understand the whole thing and what Jesus was telling them. They didn't have that aha moment when it just all sort of clicked for them of who Jesus was and what he did and what his passion and death and resurrection was all about. And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are. How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoke." Listen to that, all that the prophets have spoke. This is important. "Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? The beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted for them all the scriptures that referred to him as the Christ." Now often Jesus spoke about the prophets in his teachings. that we should listen to the prophets. What comes to mind to me is the parable of the beggar named Lazarus and the rich man. The beggar Lazarus dies and goes to be with Abraham. And then eventually the rich man dies and he goes to hell. And there's this great chasm between them. And the rich man could see Lazarus with Abraham. So he calls out to Abraham to send Lazarus to his family so they wouldn't go to hell with him, that they would know better. And Abraham replies to him, if they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced by someone who rises from the dead. So he's telling them, listen to the prophets. And it goes on, as they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further, that Jesus was. But they urged him, stay with us. We're nearly evening and the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. And as it happened, while he was sitting at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them. With that, their eyes were finally opened. He finally understood. They recognized him as Jesus, but he vanishes right before them. Finally, they had their aha moment. They recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread, just as we do at this altar every week. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, saying that the Lord had been raised and had appeared to Simon. Then these two disciples recounted what had taken place on their way to Emmaus, and how it was made known to them by the breaking of the bread. Now, in the beginning of the gospel today, these disciples, two disciples on the road, were going away from Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the center of everything that was happening. And it seemed that in their hearts they had given up on Jesus. By the end of the story, their faith had been restored, and they returned to Jerusalem to be with the other group of believers. And I think we all have our Emmaus journeys to travel to some extent. And if we do, Jesus is always there inviting us to return to God's love. Jesus will do for us what he did for those disciples on the road to Emmaus. But we have to be open to his presence in our lives. Now, I said at the beginning, I also had this theme of the Mass, and I think you can, pick that out. Because what are the Mass parts? We have the liturgy of the Word, the breaking open of the Scriptures, which Jesus did as he was traveling with those two disciples. Then we have the liturgy of the Eucharist, which Jesus did at the table when he said the blessing and broke the bread. And then this is a little more subtle, but then we have the rite of dismissal at the end of Mass, where it said, "Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life," or "Go and announce the gospel of the Lord." So then it says in the story, they set out at once to return to Jerusalem. We are called to be the good news to others on our own way and on our journey. So may God bless you on your journey.